WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. I am Lightning's Girl. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect for the next 2 hours. I will be exploring one artist and tracing their musical roots through the music of other people, their own catalog. In this case, Tim has done many remixes. So an investigation of all the different artists he has worked with. And then since he has been making music for quite some time, some of the artists influenced by the man himself. If you're not familiar with Tim Hecker, he is an electronic musician and sound artist based in Montreal, Canada. I'll go a little bit more into his style and about his genre, which is drone and ambient and soundscape. But I'll do that a little bit later. I want to play some music for you first. He has a brand new record out called Rave Death 1972 that, no pun intended, has rave reviews, and I thought it's been getting so much excellent attention. It was sort of a nice opportunity to check out what his music is all about and share that with you. So I'm going to start with a track of his off of Harmony in Ultraviolet, which was a release from 2006, and the song is called Chimeras.
Thank you. This is Mayor Dwight Jones of Richmond, Virginia. Every day, more than 2,500 teenagers abuse prescription medication for the first time. Sadly, teens often experiment with medications they find right at home. So keep track of medications and store them in a safe place and ask your pharmacist how to dispose of medications you no longer need. Remember, prescription drug abuse is still drug abuse.
From the City of Richmond, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors, go to drugfree.org.
You are listening to Cause and Effect, and I am Lightning's Girl. I will be your host for the next hour and a half. You are hearing music by Tim Hecker and artists within his musical circle. We are definitely not hearing traditional songs in the sense of like a verse-chorus. And not all this is stuff you could sing in the shower. It's definitely glitchy and sometimes playful and warm. It offers all the same sort of sensory pleasure zones that a normal song with, I say normal meaning, you know, traditional pop culture version of what a song is. But it's sort of the listening experience you get maybe if, I don't know, you were at the ocean and all the sounds that go along with the ocean, birds, people, the sound of water crashing, or, you know, being at a very crowded amusement park with sort of, you know, sounds of different rides happening. It's sort of like if you take in those sounds, if you want, you could look at any of those sort of experiences of listening as a song. They're certainly musical in their own way. So a lot of what you're going to hear tonight is of that ilk. We just heard Autechre with Iris Was a Pupil. Very clever title there. Off of Move of 10 from 2010. Both Autechre and the artist I played before was Aphex Twin, Nanu. Both influences on Tim Hecker. We heard David Christian, South Pacific Sleep. I'm guessing it's sort of a weird version of the Roman numeral 2 at the end of that. And Tim Hecker is from Montreal, and I wanted to play somebody that's been involved in the Montreal electronic community for some time, so that is David. We heard Fennessé with Cecilia, and for better or for worse, artists sometimes don't love being compared against each other. And Fennessé is certainly somebody who Tim Hecker gets sort of measured up to quite a bit. Wendy and Carl was at the very beginning of the set with Snow Covers Everything. And I kicked things off with Tim Hecker's Chimeras, I suppose. There are a couple titles tonight that I might not get perfectly, but like most of the music you're going to hear tonight, open to interpretation, I guess, is the best way to put it. I'm going to go back into more music, starting things off with Slow Dive, and this goes out to my friends at ILC.
Thank you. Ever wonder what happened to good radio? Ever wonder what happened to tuning in at drive time and actually hearing music? Why do those other guys on those other stations always feel like they need to yell at you? Tune into the Lotus Land Show on WRIR 97.3 every Wednesday night from 5 to 7. The Lotus Land Show, taking back drive time. A different kind of yelling.
Spot cracks me up. That is a good kind of yelling, and hopefully tonight it seemed appropriate to go with the sets from this evening, because I understand it's not traditional, but that is what WRIR is about, offering something a little off the center. And tonight is all about the artist Tim Hecker. Some might call him a soundscape artist, others might call him just an electronic guy, some say drone. Whatever it is, I think it's gorgeous. We just heard a track by him entitled Borderlands off of An Imaginary Country. And truly, I mean, a lot of these songs are just otherworldly, also terrific for a stormy night like it is here in Richmond this evening. We heard Bell Orchestra with Water Light Shifts, which is a Tim Hecker remix. And that song cracks me up because there's a sound in this particular song that matches my cell phone ring. It's sort of a chimey bell thing that exaggerates as it rings longer. And so every time I hear that song, I check my phone because I think, oh, I left my ringer on. I'm not supposed to do that. But it's not. It's just the song. We heard Isis with Carrie, another Tim Hecker remix off of Oceanic Remixes. Always a nice treat to play friends of mine on air. We heard My Bloody Valentine with Sometimes, and the website Pitchfork talks to artists every now and then and does a feature called Guest List, where they talk about some of their favorite music, and Tim Hecker was picked as their featured artist, and he mentioned My Bloody Valentine as sort of his go-to whenever somebody asks him about a favorite song. He says Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine, and because he sort of grew up listening to it, he says it's embedded in his DNA. And I think you can hear between that and the song I started off with, Slow Dive, Ruti, is absolutely, there's a shoegaze, shimmery, glittery, warm element to a lot of this music. And I know for myself, who wasn't terribly familiar with a lot of the sort of more ambient electronic stuff, that the shoegaze style is a good gateway drug to sort of wrap your head around non-traditional forms, something that's just sort of a fuzzy warm blanket for your ears. I'm going to go back into more music and start things off with yet another name I'll probably not pronounce correctly. And it's not even his real name. I know it's like his, you know, persona he writes under for the label Cranky. And it's Benoit Poulard with Modèle Déclat. Maybe close to that. Thanks for listening. Another hour of Cause and Effect. WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Careful now, watch your step in you go. The Ash King's made of ashes, the Ice Queen's made of snow.
November the 6th. Like a path in autumn. Scarcely has it been swept clear when it's once more covered with dry leaves.
Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This program is underwritten by Godfrey's Restaurant and Nightclub, supporting the underground dance music scene every Thursday night. You will find live performances by DJ Spider, DJ Albert, and WRIR's DJ Turnstile Sound System each Thursday evening. Godfrey's is located at 308 East Gray Street, and more information can be found at godfreysva.com. See you out tonight. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. I am investigating the music of Tim Hecker, very drone landscapey. I almost think of them like snapshots or little paintings rather than traditional songs. We heard Max Richter most recently with Arboretum, and that's actually British actress Tilda Swinton reading over his tracks. It's sort of a literary listen, I believe. She's reading extracts from Kafka and Melosis? I'm trying to think of who. It's escaping me who the other author is that this piece of this body of work from the Blue Notebooks is inspired from. But really beautiful combination of spoken word over music. We heard Tim Hecker, the featured artist of this evening, Song of the High Wire Shrimper, and that goes out to Rick. That's from his 2000 release. That's, I guess, his second full length. That was originally released on Mule Plateau, a label that is really one of the groundbreaking labels in this genre. We heard Riz Paul Rick with Purple Blaze, and that definitely does not go out to the jerks in the WRAR kitchen. Take that, guys. that is Christopher from DC area, Q and Not You, and Hecker worked on this record with him. We heard Destroyer with Archer on the Beach, and again, another track that Mr. Hecker worked on with, and it's been such a long day, I'm totally not remembering dude's name from Destroyer, but you know what I mean. And at the beginning, actually two more songs. We heard Jodas with Continents, and that goes out to Stephen O'Malley. Thank you for suggesting something Aaron Turner related. And yeah, I know I already played Isis, and that is the band that Aaron is a part of. But as a follower of interesting experimental music, Aaron seemed like a great choice. And that's just such a beautiful track. Also sort of reminds me of David Sylvian as well. And at the beginning of that set was somebody I can't pronounce, Benoit Poulard, Modèle de Clay. And I'm going to keep playing more music. I've got about 45 minutes left, and then Paul's Boutique is up next. I'm going to finish playing out this Lussell track called Mode, and then go into Aiden Baker with Tim Hecker, a collaborative effort that's pretty interesting. It's interesting to hear how Tim Hecker's music can apply to shoegaze and pop and metal and all the things in between. I love that it sort of escapes all genres and is its own entity. So stay tuned, and I hope you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. WRIR-LP 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's Girl. You are listening to Cause and Effect. That was Tumani Diabati Symmetric Orchestra. A total mouthful to say. Tafa Nayan is the name of the song. Lots of things I can't pronounce tonight. You'll have to forgive me. Boulevard de l'Independence International is the name of that record. And, you know, every set is a learning lesson for me when I do homework putting together these shows. And there's always one track I knew nothing about the artist, I'd never heard them before, but in reading about the artist I was featuring for tonight, which is Tim Hecker, he talked about listening to this artist and really enjoying this. He plays a 21-string harp instrument called kora, and they're I believe it's from Mali. And it's just a gorgeous piece of work. I'm so glad that I got educated to that particular artist and track. Just wonderful stuff. I guess Tim Hecker's brand new record, which is called Rave Death 1972, terrified the CD player because the board just absolutely cut off halfway through it. So the track was still playing, but there was no sound coming out. So, the interesting story about Rave Death 1972, it just came out this year and was recorded in Reykjavik using a small wooden, using an old pipe organ in a small wooden church. And I got to be honest, you listen to the record and it doesn't scream pipe organ. You really have to work pretty hard to pick out where that even came from. He sculpts the sounds that he works with and puts them through so many delays and pedals and programs that they're hardly recognizable in the original form. And what you get are these beautiful sort of landscapes and the whole record is wonderful. I now understand why it's getting rave reviews. Ben Frost before that, and Ben worked as recorded and engineered Tim Hecker's release. So I would say he's both a peer and an influence to Tim Hecker. And we heard another thing I can't pronounce, Habagusta. And luckily, all of these artists and songs are posted on our website, which is www.wrir.org. I'll have the whole playlist up there. And at the beginning of the set was Aidan Baker from Nadia with Tim Hecker. Auditory Spirits is the name of that track. I'm going to try to go back at the end of the show and see if I can get that Tim Hecker track to play, because I really would love you to hear the full thing. But in the meantime, I'm going to play some more things that he talked about being either friendly with the band or really inspired by. And, you know, it's always interesting when you hear an artist that's sort of like, you know, experimental, ambient, whatever you want to call it. And then he talks about an artist like Fugazi. So I thought it was kind of cool to go on the hunt to find a Fugazi song that really fit for this evening. So hopefully I've picked the right one, and this is Reclamation.
We'll be right back.
WIRLP 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's Girl. This is the last couple minutes of Cause and Effect. Paul's Boutique is up next. JJ is covering for me next week, and I believe he is taking on the most ridiculously impossible task of Radiohead. I can't wait to hear what all he comes up with for that show. It's going to be an amazing listen, I'm sure. We heard Blonde Redhead with Futurism versus Pastism, Part 2. And I had read an interview with Tim Hecker talking about some stuff that he sort of was listening to that was, you know, on his desk at the time or something. And so I tried to dig through and find a track that worked. And then it just worked out that I found this song, and it was he actually mentioned this in a different article I saw, so that worked out nicely. Fly Pan Am with Brûler Souvent Souvent off of N'écoutez Pas. That was Constellation 2004 and a member of Godspeed You Black Emperor in that band. I'm going to try playing the Tim Hecker track that didn't want to play before in a different player and see what happens. And if it works, awesome. If not, we'll figure something else out. So have a great night. Paul's Boutique up next.
Did you know polluted stormwater runoff is the number one source of surface water pollution in the United States? The state and federal government has commissioned localities to clean up stormwater, which is why Richmond established a stormwater utility. This once-a-year fee paid by Richmond property owners addresses issues like pollution, flooding, soil erosion, and mosquito control. It's calculated based on a parcel's hard surface area, like rooftops.